But this approach also has its shortcomings. For one thing, long-term studies seem to show that whatever advantage these forced prodigies may have over their ordinary classmates tends to disappear within a few years of entering school, and the education gap narrows considerably, unless active, prolonged stimulation is continued. But this development merely underlines what many see as the program's more serious problem. Children who are under heavy pressure to study against their will are apt to suffer from depression and have difficulty adjusting to their peers. In the long run, the concern is that they may turn into bright but maladjusted adults who can never find happiness or satisfaction.